Thank you. Chairperson, allow me to congratulate you on assuming the post of chair of the group of governmental experts on lethal autonomous weapon systems. My delegation wishes to assure you of its full support and cooperation as we build upon and continue with our discussions on this important issue. As a state party to the Convention on Certain Conventional Weapons and its protocols, South Africa is fully committed to the achievement of the objectives and purposes to ban or restrict the use of specific types of weapons that are considered to cause unnecessary or unjustifiable suffering to combatants or to affect civilians indiscriminately. The pace of scientific and technological progress in recent years has resulted in new means and methods of warfare. Nevertheless, it is clear that the development of such new means and methods must comply with the law. Those who would use autonomous new technologies to carry out unlawful attacks would be as much in breach of the law of armed conflict as would those who would seek to accomplish the same with conventional weapons. However, it is difficult to define the term new technologies, safe to say that the use of such new technologies in war will make it more difficult to attribute responsibility when violations of humanitarian law occur. This will primarily be as a result of technical difficulties in identifying those responsible because of resulting complications in establishing a chain of responsibility. Chairperson, the development of laws poses serious questions, and there are many issues on which clarity is required. This includes definitional certainty as to the notion of autonomous and semi-autonomous weapon systems. While fully autonomous weapon systems are not being used currently, the future of such weapon systems raises a range of issues to be considered. One of the key questions in this regard that should be of concern to all of us is whether these new technologies of warfare would be compliant with the rules of international humanitarian law, including those of distinction, proportionality, and military necessity, as well as their impact on human rights. In addition, technologies in the area of laws are intrinsically dual use with a number of civil applications, and thus the legitimate developments in the civilian sphere should not be hampered. However, given that these technologies could be easily modified to serve military functions, the question of accountability, both legal and political, will have to be deliberated. These questions grow in relevance and urgency as fast as these technologies continue to advance and develop. And these are some of the questions that require our careful consideration. Of primary concern to my delegation would be the humanitarian implications of their use and related ethical consideration. In conclusion, Mr. Chairperson, I would like to thank civil society organizations, industry, researchers, and scientific organizations who have played an important role thus far and continue to play an important role in exploring this issue. My delegation looks forward to a productive meeting that provides the opportunity to learn more about this subject in order to better guide our deliberations on this issue. Let me assure you that my delegation stands ready to support you towards a successful and fruitful meeting. I thank you.